Blog Talk Radio.
Say, wait a minute. You clowns are on dope.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brilliant Ideas Radio presents Grills Gone Wild. Hosted by your two favorite bad boys of Foodie Radio. And now, here are your hosts. Hailing from parts unknown, it's the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas, and his co-host, Crispy. The studio number is 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Hey, good evening out there in Blog Talk Radio land. This is Grills Gone Wild. This is your humble host, Brilliant Ideas. And I am the man with the plan, but my sidekick, God knows where he is. He didn't show up for the show again tonight, so I'm taking applications out there for anybody who wants to be a sidekick. I think midnight on the East Coast must be just too tough for my sidekick to make it, but we're going to go on with the show. He may show up later, but welcome to the show. We appreciate everybody tuning in to our Friday night Grills Gone Wild, where we just sort of let it hang out there. Where it's not our normal food show. It's more about bands and music, comedians, and whatever else we can get away with. And we're going to move forward here tonight with first a word from our sponsor. We'd like to thank our sponsor, High Roller Spirits. High Roller Spirits has sweet potato vodka, and they have been our sponsor now for about 5 weeks. If you have not visited their website and checked out the sweet potato vodka, please do. It's a great vodka, something that I think you enjoy. It's won lots of awards, and since I'm supposed to do my job here and try to make a little bit of money, I'll play their ad, and we'll be back here in a couple seconds.
High Roller Vodka is the world's first and only premium vodka made from sweet potatoes. In 2011, High Roller Vodka won the Double Gold San Francisco World Spirits Competition. High Roller Vodka is made with carefully selected California-grown sweet potatoes distilled by hand in a process which creates a sophisticated, unique, elegant, smooth vodka. Life's a gamble. Your vodka shouldn't be. For more information, check out www.highrollerspirits.com.
Yes, definitely check out High Roller Spirits, and they also their other website you can go to. It takes you to the same place as sweetpotatovodka.com. Excellent product, something you should try out and give it a shot. And I wanted to give everybody kind of an update. Our show has not only gone national, we are international. We have received notice from several listeners. We've got listeners in Malaysia, England, Canada, Philippines, Italy, Iceland, and Australia. And we'd like to thank all of our international listeners. We appreciate you listening in each week. And I guess, you know, we're moving around the world now with this Grills Gone Wild and Green Ideas Radio on Saturday mornings. And I also want to give a shout out to one of the listeners, the international listeners in Australia, Shaz Harris. Shaz Harris calls me a cheeky booger, whatever the heck that is. That must mean something in Australian. But I wanted to give her a shout out. She's got a great website, facebook.com, Seascapes on Canvas. Check it out if you're looking for some artwork. And Shaz Harris can help you out. and see Sharon. I told you I would mention you on the radio. So thanks for everybody's support out there in the international world. And today we're going to, or actually tonight, we're going to have our first guest come on. And what we do each Friday night is we get together with bands that you may not have ever heard of, or maybe you have, and we like to play their music, get you more familiar with their music and a little bit more about them. And the first band we got on tonight is called Coyote Kings, and Robin Barrett is the lead singer, I guess he's lead singer for Coyote Kings. And what I'll give you, I'm going to give a little bit of taste here of their music, and then we will bring on Robin to, it actually goes by Rob or Robin, to come on and tell us a little bit about the band and what they're up to. So here's Coyote Kings, Get Ready. We'll be back here in a few minutes to interview Robin, and everybody hang tight and enjoy the music.
Little did
if I play in this thing right. We got Robin Barrett from the Coyote Kings on with us. Good evening, Robert.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, how's it going out there? You're calling from the Pacific Northwest, right?
Yep, that's right, Washington State.
Washington State. So how is it in Washington State this evening?
Well, it can't make up its mind what kind of weather we are supposed to have up here. It's today we had snow, hail, rain, and a little bit of sun. So I don't know what's going on, man.
Yeah, it's not like sunny California up there in Washington State. Well, welcome to the show this evening. We appreciate you coming on board and telling us a little bit about your band and really enjoy your music. I've been listening to some of the songs you sent over to us, and great stuff. And tell us a little bit about the band and how you guys got started.
Well, I've been playing. We got together probably 6-7 years ago.
Okay.
And I've known, we started with another guitar player. I play guitar and sing, and we started, like I said, about 6-7 years ago, me and another guitar player, and our drummer, Curtis Johnson, when he moved back to town. We live in a pretty small town up here in Walla Walla, Washington. Beautiful Walla
okay.
Walla wine country. When he moved back into the area, and when we were looking for a project to get going, and I'd been doing a lot of, I did a solo album, and then I wanted to do a more band kind of thing, and so when Curtis came back into town, we decided to put this together, and got it together, and then Michelle, we call her Mush. That's short for Michelle. That's who you heard singing on the Get Ready song there.
Okay.
I ran into her at a jam night here in town, and she just floored me. And I knew that if we didn't grab her, somebody else was gonna. So.
Yeah, she's like.
Oh yeah, she's our little draw, or, excuse me, jaw dropper, you know.
So now you're up in Washington State. You were doing a gig somewhere up there last night.
Yeah, we ran up to Spokane last night. We were playing at the Northern Quest Casino up in just outside of Spokane. It's Airway Heights.
And is that what you usually do? Do you guys play casinos, festivals, that type of thing?
Yeah. Generally, not. That's the only casino we do. we do a lot of blues festivals and events and such. You know, up here, the season. Oh boy, I think my phone's gonna go. If you lose me, I'll call you right back. Okay.
All right. If we lose you, I'll play some of your music while you're gone.
Okay, I think my battery's getting low. the season is mostly May through September up here.
Okay.
And then in the off months we record. Well, I also throw a guitar festival here in Walla Walla in March.
Okay.
But winter months are kind of our downtime. We do a few club shows, but really not a ton. A lot more festivals and events, and that kind of thing.
Well, what I'll do is let you go grab your charger, or maybe charge your phone, and I'll play one of your songs. I like this one, Little Something Something. How you say it? Something Something? Is that how would you say it?
Little Something Something.
Yeah, I'm going to play that one. If you want to go try and see if you can plug it somewhere to charge up, and we'll play that, and we'll be back here in about 3.5 minutes.
Okay, that sounds good. I'll give you a call right back.
And that was the Coyote King, Little Something Something. And we've got Robin Barrett from the Coyote Kings on the line here with us. Is that an original song, or is that an old song that you guys redid?
No, that's one of mine.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that song. It kind of reminds me of something I heard before. It almost sounds like it. What was that Boston Legal show? It has that kind of that same sound. I really like the way that pretty good, cool beat.
Oh well, thanks. Yeah, I get. I've written a lot of stuff, and I get people tell me that a lot of times it's like, you know, they'll tell me it's almost like I've heard it before. But
right.
But
that's what I agree.
Lucky for me, nobody can tell me what song I'm ripping off. So, I don't know. It seems that, they say that we're all kind of a culmination of everything we've ever heard.
Right.
And it's kind of like when I used to listen to Steve Miller stuff back in the 70s, and it always sounded like I'd heard it before, but I could never find what song, I could never find the song that I'd heard before. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, you're exactly right. That's what they say in advertising and marketing, too. If you got a jingle that everybody, remembers or thinks they've heard before, you've got a winner. I like that song. Now, by the way, too, those that are listening, you can go to our website link there for the Coyote Kings and just click on it and take you to their website. And I guess, Robin, they can actually purchase your CDs from your site.
Yeah.
Directly to your site.
Yeah, we have a link from CoyoteKings.com to basically we use the CD Baby website. So, the direct way to get there is cdbaby.com/CoyoteKings.
Okay.
But
now,
would be direct.
How many different CDs do you have?
With the band, now we just put out our third this last fall. So we had Feeling Lucky, and then a couple of years ago we put out one called Coyote King's Large Band Extravaganza, and then we just came out with Move in October.
Okay. And what do you have planned upcoming? You got any big shows that you'll be appearing in, or any new CDs you're coming out with in 2012?
Well, right. Let's see what we're doing this summer so far. We're going to be over at the Untapped Blues and Brews Festival, and that one's fairly local to Wawa. It's only about an hour away in Tri-Cities, Washington.
Okay.
And we're going to be at another small festival in June, Rockin' the Low Boy, which is just outside of Wawa. And then there's... one that's really fun is the Blues and Seafood Festival in Ilwaco, Washington. That's over on the coast. Yeah. And that's, got to have the food tie-in.
Speaking of food, since this is supposed to be a foodie show, that's what I always ask everybody. I say you're a foodie when you come on our show, because if you can boil a hot dog, you basically
I'm already a foodie, man. Yeah.
All right. So what do you do in the food arena?
Oh, I'm the cook in the household too, so it's
Oh, cool.
So I hate to clean, but I love to cook. So it's like, honey, I'll feed you if you'll wash the dishes afterwards. I can fry anything, man.
Make the bacon.
I'm not a baker, but
pan,
I can.
Right?
I can make a good dinner, but I'm not really much with the oven, but anything on the stovetop I can rock, dude.
Well, I was looking here at your songs that you sent me. You've got All Tangled Up and Only Love I Know. Are both of those originals? Or are those?
Those are both songs that I wrote with Mush in mind, with Michelle in mind.
Okay.
It confuses people when I say with Mush in mind, but I didn't give her the nicknames. I said, "What's your name?" She says, "Mush," and I said, "What? Huh?" She said, "It's short for Michelle."
Well, what I'll do is I'm gonna play one of those. I like the All Tangled Up, I'm gonna play that.
Yeah, get funky.
You get funky with that one. And while we're gone, I always ask everybody to come to the show to tell us something about them that maybe nobody knows. We all know that you're a blues rock singer and band, and you like to cook stovetop stuff. But think of something that maybe a hobby or something that people may not know about. You got 4 minutes to think about it when we come back, and then we'll talk. And after we play your song, we'll be back in about 4 minutes.
Oh, you're putting the heat on me, man.
The Coyote Kings and All Tangled Up, and we're talking with Robin Barrett of the Coyote Kings, and I won't even ask you what you were thinking about when that song was made.
Isn't it apparent?
it's pretty apparent. All right, so when we went to your song, I asked you to give us insight, a little bit about you that maybe people don't know a whole lot about, and any secret talent or anything that you do, and like, do you play the spoons or do something different?
No, nothing quite that exciting. After as much thought as I could give it, I would say I'm a frustrated race driver.
I like
to go very fast on windy roads.
Wow. So drag racing on windy roads.
Well, not drag racing per se.
Where is that?
But,
Oola Woola? Where was it you were at?
Walla Walla, yeah.
Walla Walla.
We're kind of southeastern corner of the state on the dry side.
Okay.
But it's a lot of, there's a lot of wheat land around here. You know, they grow a lot of wheat. It's besides the grapes. There's a whole lot of wheat land, and all of eastern Washington, there's a lot of back roads with a lot of corners. And it's kind of like I like to go the back way and go as fast as I can.
Hey, everybody's got their thing.
Yeah.
Well, we
like
do appreciate
I said, you know, if I had a Porsche, I'd probably kill myself, but I don't.
You
so, you know.
We appreciate you coming on tonight, and we have another guest that's coming on here shortly, but we wish you much success, and I really enjoy the music. And everybody who's listening, make sure you go to their website, which is real simple to remember, www.coyotekings.com. You can click on it right here on our show. The link is right there. Go buy some CDs, and keep us posted, Robin, when you if things move along, you come out with some new CDs and some other things, you're welcome to come back on the show, and maybe I'll have my sidekick next time, but we appreciate you taking time tonight and coming on our show.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
All right, we really appreciate it. All right, you take care, and we'll talk to you again sometime.
All right, great show, man.
Thanks. And there you go. That was Robin Barrett of the Coyote Kings. And do check out their music. Got some really cool stuff. That's what we like about this show. We get to introduce talent that you may not have heard before, and they got some great music. And speaking of talent you may not have heard before, our next guest is a country music singer, Rod Richman. And Rod's got some really great stuff, and we'll be bringing Rod on here in about, 3 or 4 minutes. I'm going to play one of Rod's songs, You Don't Know Jack, and then we'll be bringing Rod on to talk to you a little bit, tell you about, a little bit about Rod and his career and a little bit about country music. So everybody hang tight. This is Rod Richman, You Don't Know Jack.
Walked in, she looked at me with a sideways grin. where this whole thing was going, a crowd had already started growing. Wasn't the maitre d' with a turned up nose come charging in, what do you suppose? In the blink of an eye, before I could stand, she got his face and talked to the hand. And you don't know Jack, and you don't know Jim, you don't know Johnny Walker Ritter is next to Kim. You think you're above all the things I love. Don't talk no smack, but you got the facts, cause you don't know Jack. Judge a book by the cover. If you don't know Jack, and you don't know Tim, if you don't know Johnny Walker Ritter is next to Kim, you think you're above all the things I love. Don't talk no smack, but you got the fact that you don't know Jack. You don't know Jack, you don't know Tim, you don't know Johnny Walker Ritter and all his friends. And throw down the glove. Don't talk no smack unless you got the facts, cause you don't know Jack. You don't know Jack.
And that was Rod Richmond, You Don't Know Jack. And if I do my job right, we'll get to know Rod. You may not know Jack, but we'll know Rod in a little while. Good evening, Rod. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks very much. That was kind of fun listening to that.
It's kind of fun listening to your music.
Yeah, you know, I don't get to listen to it too much. Sometimes when I'm in the studio, I'll listen to the same segment or a piece over and over and over again. Then we get the final thing done, and, God, I'm off writing new stuff and telling everybody how great it is, and I never listen to it, so...
Well, tonight you'll get to listen to some of your music. Aren't you glad you showed up to the show?
Yeah, I sure am. Yeah, I can go back and remember. Oh, yeah, I remember that song. So that was fun. Hey, thanks very much for having me on the show. This is a real treat.
No, we appreciate you coming on. Thank you for coming on the show. I've been listening to your music, and it's really cool stuff. And a lot of people probably have not heard some of your music before, and I wanted to find out a little bit more about you and how you got started in country music and how long you've been singing. And I'll let you tell kind of your background and your story, and then we'll play a little of your music and talk a little further.
Hey, that sounds great. Well, the music goes back as far as I can remember. There's the real story, and then there's the fun story. So, you know, the real story is I've listened to, you know, all my heroes, Johnny Cash and Elvis Presley and CCR and, you know, the folks that built music as we know it today all my life. And I got a guitar as a Christmas present when I was 5. Still can't play the dang thing. We play all over the place, all over the country, and I still bring it. But to this day, when I really want to sound good, I hire a good guitar player. I use my band or whatever we're going to do. So, So that's kind of my influences. Where did I really start? I tell everybody, this is then the fun story. My debut was at a place called the Hotel Woodruff in northern New York. I was 5, and
wow.
The big song. Yeah, this was my big debut. My parents put me up on the bar. I stood on the bar, a 5-year-old, and sang at the top of my lungs, "Happiest Girl in the Whole USA." So, I don't know if it's gotten better or worse from there, but that's where I started. So, that's my
reason. Well, it could have been worse. You could have turned into Dolly Parton, I guess.
Oh, my God. Well, fortunately, back then, everybody didn't have a cell phone in their pocket and didn't tape it. So, there's aside from my recollection of this thing, there are no other records. So, I could always plausibly deny this thing.
Well, that was a surprising thing about when I was reading your story, that you're actually from New York. And, of course, when you think of country music, I'm sure everybody says this to you, but when you think of country music, you don't think of New York. You think of you know, down south, Texas, Georgia, Louisiana. So how did a New York boy end up singing country music?
You know, that's exactly what you said. I've been all over. I've been all over the world, including all over the country and New York State. And it's funny, New York, where I grew up, is a big. It's a big farm town. It's all tiny little towns. I graduated in a class of 13, and many of the schools around were similarly sized. The real estate up here, the geographic area, is just massive. The next county over, St. Lawrence County, is the biggest county in the state and yet has the smallest population in the state. So it's very rural, very country folks. Everybody, if you didn't work on a farm, you know, you worked for the company that sold the people that did work on the farm. That's really where our roots were back then. All dairy industry, fishing, you know, this was our background. So a lot of folks with deep traditions or deep interest in country music. All those,
right.
Every time, you know, whenever I go, I worked on lots of farms, and inevitably when you go up to milk or feed the cows, the radio's turned on in the background. They've got some country station on or another. So that's where I came from. Conversely, I went to school down closer to New York City, and even in areas like that, I found that there was still a segment of the population that still has an interest in country music. And then since I've been performing, I've found, two things. One is you know, the northern part of the country still has quite an interest in country music.
Right.
And I live in Nashville now, and it's funny to hear people still reference, we're from the country. Are you kidding me? There's a White Castle, a Walmart, and three gas stations between now and the next stoplight. We didn't have a stoplight in my town, so it certainly is a perception thing. But yeah, I'm a country boy. I my first car was a truck, and all the rest of them since have been that way too.
Well, that's how it was for me. I grew up in Virginia, and then I moved to California, loaded up the truck, and moved to Beverly about 11 years ago, and I was surprised because when you say California, you think Beverly Hills, Hollywood, the stars, all the glitzy, and it turns out California is as country as Virginia was. It's more more farms and produce and things like that. It's more of a country atmosphere than I even expected. But when you think of California, of course, you think of Hollywood. So there's country music and country people everywhere.
In fact, that's true, and I think it follows agriculture. Yeah, you said, California's a huge agriculture state. So, and I don't know if you know it or not, the Hall of Fame is now their big exhibit. They took down the last one, which I think was Hank Jr., and they now have the Bakersfield sound. That's
right.
What's on display. So,
yep.
So a ton of country music come out of California.
Yeah, Bakersfield is a big country area, and I was noticing, too, and just reading some of your information and bio, that it seems like a lot of your songs are, I would call, I guess, patriotic-type songs, and I guess that comes from serving in the service and your background in the service, and that's where maybe some of your influence comes in your music?
Yeah, that's true. I think that's been a big influence on my writing, as well as the interests that surround where we perform and how we perform and all that. I did, as I said, I grew up in a little town, and like most people, especially young people growing up in a little town, their most important interest is getting out of that little town. And my escape was to go in the Army when I was 17. I stayed in for 4 years, and, you know, really got exposed to the military. And after that, I did another 20 years in the Guard and Reserves, and all this time, you know, in the current day, military, where folks are, God, they're deployed all the time, and
right.
I consider myself very blessed. I never got deployed into combat, so I don't know how that happened, but it just did. But I shot competitively on the state shooting team and on the international shooting team, and that gave me my payoff for that was that I trained soldiers before they got deployed.
Huh.
So we really got to see these guys over and over and over and over again, you know, going back and going back and going back. It started with the World Trade Center. I went down there when it first happened, and as the state was increasing its military presence at airports and bridges and tunnels down in New York City and all those areas, we trained all the guys to go. So we got to see what that did, you know, to the guys and to their families
right.
as well. And a lot of my writing comes from that perspective.
Well, I'm going to play another one of your songs right now, which is, I would call it a patriotic song, By American. And, I think that's a great song, kind of segue into that. And plus, you'll get a chance to listen to your music for change.
Yeah, that sounds great.
All right, I'm gonna play By American, and everybody listen in. We'll be back here in about 3 minutes. This is Rod Richmond, By American.
There's a problem in this country, and it's aggravating me. Assembly lines are shutting down from sea to shining sea. Our jobs are going overseas on contracts and lowest bids. It's time we got things worked out, if only for our kids. We seem to take for granted all the things it used to be, like apple pie and baseball and the stuff that makes us free. But don't forget this way of life can quickly disappear if we don't stick to the values that all fathers of fear. It's time to try America. Don't be shy, America. Aim high, America, and we'll survive. If you don't buy American, things made by American. If I buy America, this country that we love. So when you're in the market for a brand new pair of shoes, be looking for that little flag. Be careful what you choose.
Great song, Rod. I like that a lot.
Hey, thanks very much. I hope some of the politicians are listening. Maybe they'll. Maybe there's a lesson there for them.
Yeah, maybe, but I don't know. We won't get political, but I think they might be listening to the Chinese instead of you.
Yeah,
anyway.
Well, yeah, I know what you mean.
Hey, I was noticing here, too, that you were in some kind of con- I guess this is how you got your start. There was some kind of contest, Road to Nashville contest. Is that how you ended up in Nashville?
Yeah, we actually were going to and from, and I think that came up while I was recording my first studio record in Nashville. I recorded the first record down at Cupid Records. And Capitol Records had this had a thing. I think it's sort of the online equivalent of American Idol, you know, that in that vein.
Right.
And I don't know if they were really searching for new talent or exactly what the concept was, but Mike Dungan and the Capitol Records guys hosted this Road to Nashville contest, and what they wanted you to do was record a song, I guess. I don't think they had a restriction on what you recorded. You couldn't do your own original. It had to be a cover song.
Okay.
And then send it in, and they'd pick the top 50, and then they would compete against one another for the semifinals, and then come to Nashville in the finals. And it was about, I forgot the number, 1,300 or something like that in the first round, and I was fortunate to make it into the top 50 in the semifinal round. And so we really got acquainted with quite a bunch of the guys that were involved in it. And I didn't make it into the final round, the top 10, but I came down, and we spent a week hanging around with Larry Willoughby and Mike Dungan and those guys that that hosted the thing, and the finals were just a great thing. And then we capped the thing off with Eric Church and Luke Bryan and Dierks Bentley putting on a show for all of Nashville, I guess. So it was a good contest, and it was really an honor to be to make it that high. People ask me all the time who I sound like, and I'm a little unique. I don't sound like the typical guy that you would expect to win a vocal competition doing cover songs.
You do have an interesting sound, and I say this all the time on our radio show, but it's the truth, and people will probably get tired of hearing me saying it, but it ain't what you know, and it ain't who you know, it's who knows you, and that's probably what happened. I mean, you got there, and then you got in contact with the right people who all of a sudden they knew who Rod Richmond was, and like you say, the rest is history.
Yeah, that's in fact, that happens a lot. We get a chance a lot of times to write with writers downtown, or at least go see writers downtown. And some of the guys that are having the most success, they'll look you right in the eyes and tell you what's your secret. And they'll say, I don't know, I'm writing the same stuff I've been writing for 30 years, but I got a cut. And someone said, oh wow, somebody else cut your song, then you must be good. I want one of your songs. And it just spins out of control from there. And, well, you know, they're recording good songs. They're writing great songs, but a lot of people are. And I think the ones that are having success, you know, one little success builds on another, which builds on another, and then people get to know you. And there it goes. That's the way it goes.
I want to mention, too, while we've got you, with your website, which is www.ridwhiteandbluerecords.com. That's your direct website where people can go and actually link in, and they can buy your music there. And I guess they can buy your music also at all the major music outlets. But check out the website. It's on the link here on our show, and all you got to do is click it and go to the link and check out Rod's music and buy a few CDs. What do you say, Rod?
Hey, I appreciate that so much, and remind folks that we do this to make a living. We also, have from the beginning, made the American Gold Star Mothers a benefactor of all our music.
Okay.
So if you buy a CD or a download, we donate part of the proceeds from all the music we sell to the American Gold Star Mothers.
Well, that's nice.
So
now,
yeah, they're
what are your plans for upcoming 2012? You know, you're there in Nashville. Are you playing like concerts? Are you opening, or you have your own shows, or how's that work there in Nashville?
Yeah, we've got our own thing that we're doing. This year the tour is going to be called the Show Your Colors Tour. And it's going to be two things. One is our is going to be a Gulf Coast casino tour. We'll be playing shows, both cover shows and concerts in the all around the Gulf Coast, Mississippi. I think the first one is scheduled for May, sometime in May, down in southeastern Georgia, and then we're going to be going from there. The other half of it is going to be building on that patriotic thing. These are going to be concerts where we're going to bring some special guests with us and get an opportunity to highlight the American Gold Star Mothers and the Adopt a U.S. Soldier program. So they're going to be a little unique. The publicity ramping up to the shows is going to be aimed predominantly at getting folks involved with the Adopt a U.S. Soldier program. That's where they sign up and they kind of become pen pals with somebody that's deployed and send a care package and so on. And then any money that we make, any profit that we make at the concert itself is going to go directly to the American Gold Star Mothers. So kind of two things going at the same time.
Oh, that's a great cause, too. I'll tip my hat to you.
Well, and us to them. Both those organizations are just top-notch. The Gold Star Mothers are the mothers of some of our fallen military, and the Adopt a U.S. Soldier program directly reaches out to the folks that are they're deployed, and just both of them fantastic causes. So, we've got some great folks lined up. Our first show for that is going to be in June 13th, I think, up just outside of Fort Campbell, Kentucky. So we're looking forward to that.
Well, I have to ask you, since we're supposed to be a foodie show on Saturday mornings where we talk to chefs and food people and people in the food business, but everybody's a foodie. If you eat, you're a foodie. So what do you do on the side? Do you do any barbecuing, or do you have any special talent in the kitchen?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny. Just before I took this call, we're traveling. We're out plugging the new single, plugging the CD, and doing some radio stuff. And so we're back in northern New York right now. We just finished we've been doing some interviews, and I just finished fishing. Up here, and just before I picked up the phone, I washed my hands from cleaning some bullheads. And I'm a pretty fair cook when it comes to especially that kind of thing, fish and wild game and all that kind of thing. So we just put up I think about 24 bullheads for me as soon as we get back to Nashville. I'm gonna try cooking some of those on a barbecue grill, but otherwise it's the typical, you know, southern deep fried breaded.
I grill fish on the grill all the time and or barbecue, and you just lay down the tin foil and put you down some nonstick spray and put some lemon and some spices on it and cook it really slow, and it turns out really good. And it's not as a lot of people say, how can you cook fish on the grill? Just, you know, cook it slow and don't let it burn. That's the whole key.
Oh, we've done that for years, especially this is, you know, where I grew up on the eastern shore of Lake Ontario. We get, you know, giant Chinook and king salmon and coho,
right,
and lake trout and steelhead, and we've always cooked those fillets that way. Some Italian dressing, either the liquid Italian dressing or else even the mix that you can make up your own. Sprinkle some of that on, a little butter and a little lemon, like you said, and just go real slow over the grill. And man, those are fantastic. I love those.
I have to send you some of my new barbecue sauce. I got a cranberry vodka barbecue sauce, and it goes great with fish. I'll off the air, I have to get your information. I'll send you some so you can try it out when you get back to Nashville.
Oh, that sounds great. I love that. I love the barbecue. I'm always up for whatever that next thing is that you can put on there. I built a smokehouse quite a few years ago, and I've smoked fish and game and everything. And my biggest weakness with that is I always generally brine the fish for a day or two or whatever.
Right.
And by the time you brine it for a couple of days and then you smoke it for one or two or 3 days, how long you're going to brine it, and then you actually get to sample it and find out that it's really good, I've long since forgot what I put in the brine. Because I don't write that stuff down. And, you know, some of it comes out better than the rest. So I'm horrible at keeping track.
Yeah, it's like me, like a mad scientist every time you go out there to grill something. Well, our time is actually running out. We shot through 30 minutes, and we got about 2.5 minutes left. And I just want to thank you so much for taking time, especially since you're in New York and it's late out there, to come on our show and share a little information about you and the things you're doing and the events that you have. And you're welcome to come back on in the future and give us an update on what's going on with Rod Richmond and the band.
Hey, we certainly will. I appreciate it very much.
We appreciate that, too. And I'm going to, as I close out the show here, I'm going to play your song, Living in the USA. It seems appropriate song to close out with. And everybody, we appreciate you tuning in to Grills Gone Wild. Don't forget, tomorrow morning at 8:30 Pacific time, we've got our normal food show. We've got all kinds of crazy stuff going on tomorrow morning. And please check out that 8:30 till 10. And we appreciate everybody tuning in tonight. Everybody have a nice weekend and for Easter. And come back and join us again also next Friday. Everybody take care. And this is Rod Richmond's song, Living in the USA. Everybody have a nice evening.
Cornfield, dirt road, that's what I know. Hard work, hot sun, getting that hay done. Church on Sunday, work on Monday. That's how I get my pay. I'm living in the USA.
Stars and stripes, black and white,
one nation under God.
Apple pie, mom and I,
every day is Independence Day.
Living in the USA.
Paying those taxes, price on gas is way too high, just one of those things. East coast, west coast, down south, big road, people getting through their day. They're living in the USA.
Stars and stripes, black and white,
one nation under God.
Apple pie, mom and I,
every day is Independence Day. End of May, going to the big parade.
Stars and stripes, black and white,
one nation under God.
Apple pie, mom and I,
every day is Independence Day.
East coast, west coast, down south, pig roast, church on Sunday, work on Monday.
People get their day. Hey, everybody, let me hear you say.
Stars and stripes, black and white,
one nation under God.
Apple pie, mom and I,
every day is Independence Day.
Yeah, every day is Independence Day.
Living in the USA.
We're living in the USA.
In the USA.